What's the part of your head above your eyes where you might put your hand when you're tired?
Far.
If you go to the barber and, well, you wouldn't. A man goes to the barber. He hasn't cut his
hair.
And if he hasn't shaved in a week or so, he's probably growing a
beard.
Where did the old-time storekeeper keep his pencil when he wasn't using it so that it would always be handy?
Behind his ear.
Which?
Usually his left, I mean his right ear, if he was right-handed.
If someone's mumbling, you might say, take that chewing gum out of your
mouth.
He got a chicken bone stuck in his
throat.
You wear a tie around your
collar, neck.
Okay, and what do you call a little piece of the neck? Right?
Adam's apple.
What was that?
Adam's apple.
Okay. Are you familiar with the word gozzle or goozle?
You goozle.
And what does that mean?
That means just it's in your throat here where you swallow, and your goozle is down there.
Okay. When you go to the dentist, he looks at your
teeth,
and he might tell you that he needs to fill a
cavity, a tooth.
And what do you call the flesh around the teeth?
Gum.
You could probably hold a baby bird in the
palm of your hand.
Got mad and doubled up both.
Fist.
Any place where you bend your finger or your hand or your arm?
It's a joint.
Called a what?
Joint.
The upper part of a man's body is his
chest.
And you might have broad
shoulders.
How do they measure the height of a horse?
By hands.
You've got a left and a right
hand.
The pain ran from his heel all the way up his
leg.
You have, at the end of your leg is your
foot.
And you have two
feet.
If you stumble over a box in the dark, you might bruise your
shin.
Okay. The back part of the thighs, especially midway between the knee and the buttock, you're squatting down on your, what do you call this?
Your thighs.
If you're squatting and you're like this, you have a term for this part of your body? Are you familiar with the term haunches?
Haunches.
Okay. So, someone's been sick a while. He's up or about now, but still looks a bit
pale.
How would you say he felt?
Bad.
Any other expressions?
He didn't feel good.
He might look
puny or sick, I think would be a bit puny.
Okay. How about a person who can lift heavy weights would be called a what kind of person?
Would be a strong person.